love is free and the freeway's long. I've got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life about a thousand women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, cause none of them was you. No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown it, yeah. It's not gay.
In 1977 with a track called Sunshine, and 1977 is the songs of Julie Kendall, and she's playing with a scattering of various Toronto-based musicians, and So Is the Sea is the five-song EP, and that was mastered by Harris Newman, the experimental musician from Montreal. He's often associated with the Constellation record label. You can check out more stuff from that band at 1977.ca, and that's all spelled out, 1977, with all words, no numbers. So definitely check it out and make sure to tell them that CITR sent you. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and the current show you just stumbled upon is called Canada Post Rock, and I am P-Bone. And there are several different ways you can get a hold of this show, and they include www.canadapostrock.ca, as well as citr.ca. Just check the show pages and you can find out more info. And you can also call me here in the booth at 604-822-2487. And I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. tonight. And don't forget, you can also email me. Email me different things at pbone@canadapostrock.ca. So tonight on the program, we got stuff from Emika from Ninja Tune Records, a couple of Norwegian artists called Humcrush and the Hedvig Molestad Trio. They're doing their best Melvin's impression later on in the hour. Later on, we got new stuff from No Cow, and we got some black metal from Scroll and Ilsa. So stay tuned. Plenty of good stuff coming up here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
It's almost that time of year again. Fun Drive 2011 is coming. November 17th through the 24th. Keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Mark your calendars for November 25th because we'll be releasing details soon about our raucous Fun Drive finale party. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. No donation is too big or too small. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out citr.ca/fundrive for more information.
And that was Clint Hydorn with an untitled track simply called Number 4. He's from the LA area and he makes some really ambient and droney folk with just sort of a touch of Americana landscapes. That was from a release called Atwater, a very limited 12-inch that was, I think, only put out 148 copies of it. And you can also grab this digitally at clinthydorn.bandcamp.com. And that's spelled H-E-I-D-O-R-N. And I'm sure you can spell Clint. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. And as you know, you've been hearing this quite recently, but I'd like to mention it again because it's so important. We're going to be doing our Fun Drive here this week, starting this Thursday. And CITR tends to give quite a bit. There's like free music, local shows, concert listings, and just so much more. And this is one of the times where CITR kind of asks for stuff back. So we need help. Just for equipment and like all kinds of different stuff. So we always need money. So stay tuned to CITR this Thursday, starting with our Fun Drive. We got plenty of events, plenty of swag and all kinds of stuff. So keep your eyes peeled and keep checking our website, CITR.ca. Like I said, we're going to hear from an experimental label out of Norway. It's called Runegramophone Records. They've been around for a number of years and they focused on a lot of experimental and jazz, electronica, and even a little bit of pop music here and there. But they got a couple new releases, and you can hear a couple of them. They're mainly experimental jazz-oriented. You can hear a band called Hum Crush, and then after that, a band called the Hedvig Molestad Trio doing a really interesting cover of the Melvins. So started off, we're going to hear something from a group called Hum Crush, and they're appearing with Sidsel Anderson. There's no track titles on this album. It's just called Ha, and each track is just called Ha 1, Ha 2. From Hum Crush, this track is called Ha 2. Thank you.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
From Odonis, Odonis, that was a track called Busted Lip. They're a noisy and shoegazy pop group from Toronto. That was released called Hollandaise, and Hollandaise will be put out on Fat Cat Records around the world outside of Canada. And I do believe in Canada they've got a few things going on a couple different labels. Before Odonis Odonis, you heard a track from the Hedvig Mollstad Trio with a Melvins cover. Blood Witch is a track from the album called Shoot, out on Runegramophone Records. And Hedvig Mollstad Trio are based out of Norway. And that was the same place where the previous band that you heard was. You heard something from another Runegramophone band called Humcrush. And you heard a track called Ha Number 2. So if anyone's looking for something to do this week, you're definitely in luck. There's tons of stuff going on this week, like our own Shindig. It's happening tomorrow at the Railway Club, just like every Tuesday night for the past couple weeks. And on Thursday, our Fun Drive starts with a lot of different events going on with that. But on Wednesday, Ostra will be playing here again at the Electric Owl this time. And you should, mark it on your calendar and stuff. As far as I know, it's sold out, so hopefully you got tickets. She played here a couple months ago, opening up for Coal Cave. But now it's her own tour, and she's headlining. And she's also playing with a few different Canadian bands. And I should refer to her as a band rather than just Katie Stelmanis. But anyways, Ostris is going to be playing with Tassiomancy and Young Galaxy. So it's a pretty good lineup. In this next set, I have a few tracks from those great bands. So hope you enjoy.
Ooh. it's not my doubt.
Sympathize with the darkness.
are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and that was something from Austria and Tassiomancy. This guy's going to be playing here this Wednesday at the Electric Owls, so definitely make it out to that show. And I'm going to keep going with some more kind of electronic-y female artists, and you'll hear something from Emika. She's on Ninja Tune Records, and she's got a new self-titled release. You'll hear a track called Be My Guest, and then after that, something from local kind of screechy, punky, noisy synth-type music from Myths, and you'll hear a track off the new self-titled album, and then after that, we'll see what we get to. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Emika.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And that was something from Myths. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm your host, P-Bone. So No-Cow is the name of a St. Petersburg-based producer. His style is very much like Burial or some of the stuff on Hyperdub Records. Very cold, very minimalist, and depressing and atmospheric. No-Cow has a new cassette-only release called The Ruins Tape. Right now it's sold out, but you can grab it for a donation at his label's Bandcamp, which is gimme5.bandcamp.com. From The Ruins cassette, this is a track called Moonlight Flit.
Yeah.
Zombie from the Hyperdub UK producer, now on 480 Records, was what you just heard, a track called Alothia, and that's from the brand new Dedication album. Very dark and very minimalistic hyper soul. Before that, you heard No Cow with a track from the Sold Out Ruins cassette. So hope you enjoyed that set. In this next set, we're going to change it up quite a bit in this last set of music that I got for tonight. And I got a solo black metal project based out of Seattle. It's simply called Scroll. And you can check out more info at scroll.bandcamp.com. It's very noisy and at times very atmospheric black metal. I got a track called Angelorum Pseudoman queued up. And stay tuned after this to CITR for some more great programming. And I'll be here next week with a very special Fun Drive edition of the show. You're going to have tons of prizes and some very awesome pledge packages and stuff like that. So stay tuned. And make sure you donate to our Fun Drive this week. And stay tuned to our website for more info. So thanks for listening this evening. This is Scroll.